Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spins, jumps, throws to first. In time, he got him. Wow!
Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
All right, good evening. Game over in Los Angeles. Series over. Gauntlet over. Royals lose 3-0 as the Dodgers superstars were just shining a little bit brighter today than Royals superstars. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's our text line number as well. 913-586-7610. Maybe it's just me, but this is a very easy loss to get past. In fact, I don't know how much you really want to discuss a 3-0 loss when Shohei Ohtani remind you that he's the greatest weapon the sport has ever seen. Freddie Freeman's a former MVP, and Tyler Glass now just straight up hands the ball to the catcher. His extension is so remarkable. Royals lose, no shame in losing the series, in the game. I want to talk about this gauntlet, though. Now, if you disagree, if there's something you want to dive into in this 3-0 loss as the Royals are held to three hits, feel free. I'm happy to hear from you. Let me know if I'm missing something. 913-586-7610. But the gauntlet is over, and what I want to know from you is this. Now, you might not be able to go back and remember your mindset weeks ago when this gauntlet started, before the Royals began a run of 19 straight games against teams in playoff position. When this gauntlet started, before they opened up that four-game series with the Minnesota Twins, dropping 3 of 4. Before they returned home to take on the San Diego Padres and ultimately would lose that series as well. Now, sure, they would bounce back, they would split in Cleveland, they'd take the series at home from the Mariners, but they dropped 3 of 4 to the Yankees, and then ultimately 2 of 3 at Dodger Stadium, giving the Royals a record of 7-12 in this gauntlet. Now, if you don't remember how you felt on the 27th of May, almost a month ago, think back. Think back after that series in Tampa, where the Royals won the first two games. There was that great 11th inning victory. And then you lost Michael Wacha. All right, Michael Wacha goes down in that series against the Padres after you drop 3 of 4 to the Minnesota Twins. Remember how you were feeling about this team. What I want to know from you is, do you feel better, worse, or the same about your 2024 Kansas City Royals now here at the end of this brutal gauntlet. 19 straight games against teams in playoff position. 4 straight series against teams in first place. The Royals go 7-12. They're outscored by 18 runs in this stretch, so just shy of a run a game. Now, you hear that, and you might think, well, you're going up against big-time offenses. They just outslugged you. No, that wasn't the case. The reason why, in my opinion, you have this negative run differential across the gauntlet is because of your starting pitching, right? Let's remember, Daniel Lynch had a pair of rough goes. Alec Marsh had a pair of rough outings. Brady Singer wasn't always sharp, certainly not as sharp as he was today. Seth Lugo wasn't always sharp, certainly not as sharp as he was last night. When the gauntlet started, the Royals were 14 games above 500. They're now 9 games above 500. When the gauntlet started, they were 2.5 games back of Cleveland in the American League Central. Fast forward almost a month, and that deficit has doubled. You're now 5 games back of Cleveland. So you've watched all 19 games, or at least a large chunk of these 19 games. Do you feel better, worse, or the same about your 2024 Kansas City Royals? They lose today 3-0. Phone lines are open. Again, the number, same as the text line number, 913-586-7610. We'll get to your thoughts right after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Post Game Show on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
And the rubber game at Dodger Stadium goes to the boys in blue. Well, they're boys in blue. Dodgers take the series. They shut the Royals out 3-0, the final score. Second time this year the boys have been blanked. No shame in getting carved up by Tyler Glasnow. 7 innings of 3-hit baseball. He punches out 9. He walked only 1. He leads Major League Baseball in strikeouts this season. Shoot, he led Major League Baseball in strikeouts even before this game started. The dude is nails, and you had a front row seat to it, to the show today. Not just the Tyler Glasnow show, but the Shohei Ohtani show. If you miss the game, it's scoreless in the 3rd inning, and with 1 out and Shohei Ohtani at the dish, Brady Singer leaves a 2-1 sinker in the middle, and Shohei takes it to left center. Again, it wasn't up. It was at the knees, but just a very nice, easy swing, not trying to do too much with it, just go with the pitch. When Shohei Ohtani, even him just going with the pitch, it's 451 feet to the opposite field. 114 miles per hour off the bat. That put the Dodgers up 1-0. That would be the score in the 6th inning when Shohei Ohtani came to the dish and the first pitch that he saw was not that sinker. Why would he think he's going to see a sinker? I just destroyed the last one I saw. And if I'm not going to see a sinker from Singer, I'm probably going to see a slider. And boy, did he ever. A slider in the middle is destroyed. Another home run for Shohei. Freddie Freeman would follow with one of his own. Another slider as Singer fell behind in the count 2-0, had to come in. Freddie saw the damage that was done on the fastball, was sitting slider, and he too belts one to right center field. 3 solo bombs. Do Singer in, and do the Royals in. Royals are now 41-32 on the season. The gauntlet is over. 19 straight games against playoff teams. Royals finish with a record of 7-12. I consider it a win. You know, I'm asking you, do you feel better, worse, or the same about this team as you did when it started? Personally, I feel better. How about you? Now, I'll explain why coming up in a moment, but I want to hear from you first. Let's head up to St. Joe and start this thing off with Jerry. You're hitting leadoff today, Jerry. Go ahead, buddy.
That is awesome. I just appreciate your show a lot, Josh. You're awesome. And
thanks, man.
I'm all for the Royals. I don't know if I want to say I'm the same, but I keep track at home in my little notebook. Mm-hmm. Everything that's going on, and sometimes it's too overwhelming, so I stop. I flip my pen in the air a couple times and I'm done, but they're not frustrating. I can listen all the way through the baseball games. I was so happy for Merv, MJ, to get the grand slam because I've been rooting for him the hardest all year long, and I don't know why. It's just I think I have like 10 or 11 favorite players on the team, and the only people I think they need to bring in are like the bullpen. I know you're a lot better at all this than me, but I'm comfortable with all the people we got. So I'm good with that. Just whatever they got to do to tweak it, I trust Q all the way.
Well, that's great to hear. I appreciate the phone call, Jerry. And you know what? To me, it sounds like you even feel better. You know, listen, I was very high on the team when the gauntlet started. It was my belief that there's no reason why this team should fall out of the race. I thought that a month ago. I still feel that today. I'm not going to say it's playoffs or bust. I don't know how this team ever arrives at a playoffs or bust mindset in 2024. Or the team, certainly. I'm talking about you and I. The fan base, the media. I don't know how Kansas City ever gets to a place this year where it's World Series or bust. But I think we're all now in a place where we'll be irate if the games in September aren't extremely meaningful. There's no reason for this team to fall out of the race. But I feel better about this team than I did a month ago. And I was already, as I mentioned, feeling very good about this team when it started. But the reason why I feel better is because, A, they made it through, and they made it through without their standard taking a hit. Like the kind of baseball I expected from this Royals team when the gauntlet started, when that team was 14 games above 500, you know, one of the real surprises of Major League Baseball, sitting at 34-20 after taking 2 of 3 in Tampa and winning 8 straight games. Now, the reason why we were so excited about the team going into the gauntlet was because their pitching staff was the best in the division. And here we are after the gauntlet, and looking at the statistics, the Royals rotation still has the lowest ERA in the division, 8th lowest in Major League Baseball. So the expectation is still the Royals are led by their rotation, and their rotation is top 10 in the league. Going into the gauntlets, the MO of this team was great starting pitching, great defense, and great team speed. 19 games later, that's still what I expect to see. So it's not as if this gauntlet was a bucket of cold water where we all had to come back down to earth a little bit and acknowledge, okay, maybe the rotation isn't as good as we thought. Okay, maybe the defense or the team speed isn't as high quality as we once thought it was. No, man, we're through the gauntlet, and I still view this as one of, if not the best defensive units in the sport. Keeping in mind, Hunter Renfro's going to be back soon. Michael Massey could start a rehab assignment as early as Tuesday. So the defense is only going to get better. The rotation's only going to get better as Michael Wacha will likely rejoin the rotation coming up in this series that starts on Friday in Arlington. So 19 games, and I still feel like this team has the most powerful weapons in the sport of baseball. A great rotation, a great defense, and solid team speed. If you're worried about the offense, and I see some of you goofballs on the text line right now that watch Tyler Glasnow carve up your boys in blue and say, now, oh, we got to go get a bat. Going into this gauntlet, the Royals had a slightly better offense than everybody else in the division. They had the highest OPS in the division. And now, after facing those monsters in the rotation for the Dodgers, for the Mariners, for the Yankees, for the Padres, and for the Twins, The Royals are still right there with the Minnesota Twins and Cleveland Guardians for highest OPS in the division. Minnesota right now is number one at 720. Cleveland and Kansas City are tied at 717. So you have the best rotation in the division, the best defense, the most team speed. Your offense is as good, if not better, than every other team in the division. Yeah. You better believe I feel even better about this team at 41-32 than I did when they were 34-20. Royals fall in the finale in Los Angeles, 3-0 your final score. Dave Roberts informing the media that Mookie Betts has a fracture in his left hand. Oh, you hate to see that. Mookie Betts leaving the game after taking a fastball off of the hand from Royals reliever Dan Altavilla, who will not be welcomed back to Dodger Stadium anytime soon. Royals, with this 3-0 loss, see their run differential on the season shrink to plus 61. It's still 7th best in Major League Baseball. Royals lose 3-0, and my game notes are brought to you by Jays South Lanteau. Be in the know and call Jays South Lanteau. 913-586-7610 is the phone number. That's 913-586-7610. How about this? For the first time all season, the Royals fail to record an extra base hit. 73 games into the season, they're the only team in Major League Baseball that has yet to post an offensive performance that is missing an extra base hit. In fact, it was the second longest streak in franchise history. The Royals, dating back to last year, had an extra base hit in 116 straight games, the longest such stretch in 17 years of Royals baseball. It ends today as they are only able to muster a grand total of 5 base runners. MJ Melendez's hard hit single to right to lead off the 3rd. Bobby Witt Jr.'s one out single in the 4th. A walk to Vinny Pasquantino, a leadoff single to Vinny Pasquantino in the 7th. And then a one out walk to Bobby Witt Jr. in the 9th. That's it. No extra base hits and a remarkable run comes to an end. We'll take a quick time out and get back to your thoughts after this.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah, in front of more than 52,000 fans at Dodger Stadium, Tyler Glasnow, Shohei Ohtani, and Freddie Freeman take care of the Kansas City Royals. The boys lost. They were shut out for the second time this season. Final score, Dodgers 3, Royals 0. Royals are 5 games back of Cleveland in the American League Central. Minnesota now right on their heels, just a game back of the boys. Minnesota 6 back of Cleveland. And if you're curious how things look in the wild card, well, the Royals hold on to their playoff spot, and they have a 4-game cushion protecting that playoff spot. A 4-game cushion over the Boston Red Sox. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Brady Singer takes the loss. Did not deserve the loss. 6 innings of 3-run baseball. 3 solo home runs to 2 MVPs. 6 innings, 3 runs on 5 hits. Walked a pair, struck out 4. Singer's 5th quality start of the season. His ERA is now 3.39. 14 starts, 76 strikeouts in 77 innings. Solid outing today from Brady Singer. Unfortunately, he suffers the loss. Let's go to the text line. 913-586-7610. Kathy in Los Angeles, even as a Padres fan, she's still bumming about Mookie Betts. Yeah, you should. He's, to me, one of my 5 favorite players in baseball. But now I'm seeing reports that, yeah, fracture in the left hand for Mookie, but he will not need surgery and it's not season ending. Who knows? That seems like good news. Raj in the Ozarks. Every win is a fight, Vern. That's the way 2024 is going to be. Our pitchers and players still intact after flying through this turbulent stretch. The flight still heading in the right direction and is in one piece. I'm happy, signed Raj in the Ozarks. Yeah, that's well said right there. You know, to think that the boys were also tested in this stretch, right? You lose a guy that, in that Tampa series, kind of made his mark and planted his flag as I'm the number 5 hitter. I'm Salvi's protection. And then he went down. And then Hunter Renfro started to make rumors about him being the number 5 hitter, Salvi's protection, and then he went down. All the while, the rotation, all of a sudden, the thing that I like most about this team, the next day's starting pitcher. Suddenly, those next day's starting pitchers weren't as attractive as they once were. It's Daniel Lynch and Dan Altavilla and suddenly shaky or sick Brady Singer, a shaky Alec Mart. But you're right, Raj. They made it through. They're getting healthy. Now, Salvi was in the lineup. You're not going to mess with Salvi. If he's in the lineup, you are acknowledging he's not going to further hurt himself or that knee that he banged up the other night. So that's the question. That's what I want to know. As the 19-game stretch comes to an end, 19 straight games against teams in playoff position, Royals finish with a record of 7-12. Do you feel better, worse, or the same about your 2024 Kansas City Royals? To me, it's a clear better. I feel much better about this team. For numerous reasons. I mentioned earlier about how the standard hasn't fallen whatsoever. But also the moments, the experiences, the callbacks that this team will be able to make in the dugout in August and September. The comeback against Seattle. The fight in Cleveland. The win against the Yankees. You know, the way they gave a game or two away against the Minnesota Twins. When you see the Twins again, that game's going to be brought up in the dugout. Now, later on this season, when the boys find themselves in a massive hole, they're going to bring up that comeback against Cleveland or that comeback against Seattle. When they find themselves facing a daunting task as far as a starting pitcher is concerned or a closer is concerned, they're going to be able to harken back to when they got to the Padres closer, to the Cleveland closer, to Clay Holmes, the Yankees closer. So not only has the standard remained high within the organization and within that dugout, that clubhouse, but also the moments, the experiences, and the lessons that have been learned over the course of this gauntlet are going to pay dividends for months to come, years to come, hopefully. 913-586-7610. Text line's always there for you. Again, 913-586-7610. Where are we going next? From the 816. Vern, if anything, I'd say this stretch brought my expectations down to earth a bit. It's hard not to think of 2014-15 when I see winning baseball in Kansas City, but seeing how we did during this stretch, I'm unsure how far we'll make it in the postseason. Okay, yeah, that's fair, 816. I wish you would have called in. I'd love to dig a little bit deeper into that. Like, what about this stretch do you come away saying, oh, well, we're inferior there, and we'll get exploited in a short series against them? I mean, you battled the Dodgers for three straight games, right? In their house. Losing today 3-0, you outscore them by 5 runs last night, and you fell by 1 run in the opener. Yeah, Yankees series, certainly nothing to write home about, but you know, Dan Altuve started the game. He's not going to start if you face the Yankees in the postseason. Alec Marsh might not even start if you face the Yankees in the postseason. That dude might be coming out of the bullpen. And listen, 816, you're entitled to your opinion, obviously, but I don't see the glaring shortcoming of this team that gets exploited against the upper echelon teams. I mean, unless you think this rotation is suspect, because to me, that was the most disappointing aspect of the team over the course of this 19-game gauntlet. Now, Seth Lugo's numbers weren't anything to write home about. I'm not saying that he pitched poorly. But the rotation of the defense, that's the only way that I think you come away from the gauntlet feeling as if you've come back down to earth, as if you don't believe that this rotation is the best in the division. And if you don't believe this defense is the best in the division, because the reason why you had a sub 500 record, the reason why you were outscored by 18 runs on this gauntlet, in my opinion, are because of the rotation and the defense. And to me, those are your two strongest suits. The two strongest facets of this team are the reason why you gave a game away in Minnesota, in Cleveland, against the Padres, and against the Yankees. 913-586-7610. Let's go to Nick, who's out in Lawrence. Nick, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, man. I just got back in town. Actually, just got back to my car to the airport. First thing I want to do is shout out all the dads out there. Happy Father's Day.
Heck yeah.
I'm sorry, man, if I missed your comments on this earlier. Again, I'm just hopping on.
You're fine. Welcome back home, man.
Hey, appreciate that, brother. I'm really happy with the Royals right now. I think they did a great job just staying afloat. It would have been awesome to see them go, you know, beat the hell out of, you know, upper echelon teams. But, you know, they played just under 500 so far this month, and I'm fine with that, man. I like what we have going on. Starting pitching has still been great. Again, they're going up against great offenses. What more can we ask for? They're keeping us in the game. So that's all I got.
Solid phone call. Appreciated. Welcome back, man. I appreciate you getting in the car and the radio already being set for 610 Sports Radio. That's my kind of guy. Happy Father's Day, no doubt, to all the dads out there, including my dad, father-in-law, two of the best men I know. Some great examples. I appreciate everything you've done for me. And you know, yes, you're 100% right, Nick. Listen, it would be great if the Royals were world beaters and would slay every monster standing before them, but the other team, they're a bunch of millionaires too, right? They're the best in the world as well. And maybe you could show some frustration with a 7-12 record in the gauntlet if the Royals didn't already handle their business against the dregs of baseball. But they did. Royals are 21-6 against teams below 500. So if you beat up the bad teams, battle around 500 against the good teams, yeah, you'll find yourself there at the end of the day. Royals, by the way, have now faced 5 of the 6 first place teams in Major League Baseball, right? Series with the Brewers, Dodgers, 2 with the Mariners, 1 with Cleveland, and 1 with the Yankees. The record this season against first place teams, the Royals are 8-10. 8-10 against first place teams. Hey, Jim in Wichita was one of the sellout 53,000 in attendance at Dodger Stadium. Jim, another great show. Unfortunately, the boys came out on the wrong end.
Hey, Vern, thanks for taking the call. Yeah, we had a really good time. You know, the boys didn't look that bad today, to be honest with you. You know, 3 pitches, 3 home runs. Other than that, they played just pretty darn well. And it was good to be able to come out here and see them play in sunny L.A. And we just had a really good time and just wanted to say hi.
Well, what stands out? Give us your big takeaway from Dodger Stadium. What's the snapshot you're going to remember?
Oh, you're going to love this, Vern. The traffic at this stadium is the most ridiculous thing I've ever been, and so I totally get to downtown stadium just because of this.
Really? Okay. All right. Well, I do love that. And I appreciate the phone call. Drive safe, Jim. Appreciate it, buddy.
Take care.
All right, 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Royals fall 3-0. Only muster 3 hits. MJ Melendez, good for him. He has a hit in 3 straight games. He's now done that once in every month, huh? Way to go, MJ. Once in April, once in May, and now for the first time in June, he has a hit in a 3rd straight game. Bobby Witt Jr. picked up another base hit that gives him 96 on the season. He's 2 base hits away from Luis Arraez and the most in Major League Baseball. Bobby's batting average went up. It's now .327. That's the best in the sport. And he ripped his 21st base of the season. That's 4th most in Major League Baseball. Bobby has a hit in 26 of his last 28 games for a batting average of .375 in that stretch. Let's go back to the text line, 913-586-7610. From the 913, Vern, this gauntlet really exposed the bullpen at points. I'm sure it... Okay. But hadn't the bullpen already been exposed? Yeah, the bullpen was... We all agreed. Well, not all of us. Some of you were just, and maybe some of you still are, obsessed with the offense and MJ and Renfro and the outfield and all that foolishness. But I thought we're all in agreement that, yeah, the weak link of this team right now is the bullpen, which, by the way, is a great weak link to have. If I'm going to have a weak link, I want it to be the bullpen, to be quite honest with you, especially when the calendar says June. So you still have the trade deadline coming at you. So I'm sorry, 913, but I disagree. I don't see how the bullpen was exposed. The bullpen was exposed in Baltimore in like the second series of the season. John in Olathe's listening. He's still very confident, hoping that the boys can now go rack up some wins in Oakland. Andrew from Overland Park writes in, a lot of people complaining about the offense today, Vern, but man, Tyler Glasnow was lights out. You cannot whine too much after a performance like that. No doubt. No doubt about it. And if you are a baseball fan, if you were aware of who Tyler Glasnow was before today's game, you're not surprised to see him do what he did, and that is punch out 9 Royals in 7 innings of work. 9 strikeouts, And he only needed 85 pitches to get through those 7 innings. Impressive stuff from the 6'8 right-hander. Well, speaking of those goofballs, this dude from the 913 who writes in every day about the Royals' issues with Michael Garcia and the number 5 spot in the lineup. Listen, bud, you know what? I've gone back and forth with you enough. You don't take well to reason or evidence or numbers or statistics, so I don't know what else to tell you other than you might have to go somewhere else because I ain't got your answer. Michael Garcia's doing perfectly fine. The offense is not the issue, ladies and gentlemen. Oh. 913-586-7610. I'll get too distracted if I focus in on that too long. Vern, don't be mad, but I'm good with trading Brady Singer, especially if the Marlins, Jazz, Chisholm, and Tanner Scott are coming over. What? What are you talking about? Okay, Brady should be coming out of the bullpen. He'd be a damn good closer. We should trade him now while his value is high. You know, I brought up earlier today on the On Deck show, I'm all for trading Brady Singer this offseason. But no, would I be opposed to trading him in season? No. No, that doesn't make me mad. I'm a fan of Brady Singer's, but I'm also I'm a bigger fan of being good year in and year out. I would much rather see the Royals good every single year than I would watch Brady Singer every fifth day. And I think it would be a wise move to trade Brady Singer. Maybe not right now. I don't know if you want to, you know, send that kind of a shockwave through this clubhouse. Not right now. No, I'm not in favor of doing it right now this offseason. Sure. Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, I think it'd be a wise move to trade him this offseason, especially if he continues to pitch well. Brady pitched well today, held the Dodgers to 0-for-2 with runners in scoring position. Brady's one of the best in baseball at that, by the way. Opponents are hitting .174 with runners in scoring position against Brady. It's top 5 in baseball. But listen, man, I'm not saying you're wrong, and you're right. Yeah, Michael Wacha is coming back, and I've acknowledged, man, I can make a case that Alec Marsh is the third best starter on this team behind Reagans and Lugo. So Reagans, Lugo, Marsh, Wacha. You know, you have Bubich back next year, Kyle Wright back next year. We'll see what Chandler Champlain's doing next year. But to do it now, to do it prior to this trade deadline, when the fan base is so very hungry for entertaining September baseball, you trade away Brady Singer. I don't know if that rotation remains elite because Daniel Lynch then rejoins that rotation. And if you don't have an elite rotation, I don't know if you are a playoff team anymore, to be quite honest with you. You're certainly not a team that is without an excuse if they fall short in October, in September. You trade away Brady Singer, I could see this team falling out of the race. I don't think that's a risk that J.J. Piccolo, I don't think that's a risk that John Sherman should be willing to take. Appreciate you listening, though. 913-586-7610. A few more from the text line. From the 816, Vern, I thought they had a chance to be 7-8 games back in the division after this gauntlet, but I'm feeling pretty good knowing that Cleveland has their stretch of brutality coming up later on in the month of July. Yeah, you're right. It gets real tough for Cleveland. The final week of July into the first few weeks of August is their gauntlet. Royals, by the way, open up a 3-game series in Oakland starting up on Tuesday. Rally Mantis is writing in. He's hoping that the boys can get Sunday night baseball treatment soon. The 660 feels damn good about where the boys are at the end of the gauntlet. And from the 913, calling this a dream season, keeping the faith will be just fine. But Vern, I have issues with some of the plate discipline today. Salvi looks at a hanging curve dead center and then whiffs at another with runners on. Vinny misses another middle pitch. Well, it's pretty easy to say that. Okay, you do mention that Tyler Glass now has some nasty stuff. Don't worry about plate discipline, especially from Vinny Pasquantino. Vinny's drawn a walk in six straight games. He has an OPS of 842 in the month of June. You know, Salvi's plate discipline's always going to leave something to be desired, but this year he's been as good as ever. And also keep in mind that at 6'8", the extension, like when Tyler Glass now lets go of the ball, he's as close to home plate as really any other pitcher in Major League Baseball. I mean, that ball gets on you quicker than 99% of pitchers that you've stood in there and faced before. A very arduous task for a future Hall of Famer in Salvador Perez and one of the finest hitters as far as strike zone awareness is concerned. Talking about the undeniable Vinny Pasquantino. So don't sweat it. Don't sweat it. Just turn the page from this one. Tip your cap to Shohei. Tip your cap to Glasnow and Freddie Freeman and wish the best for Mookie Betts. And enjoy your off day tomorrow, Kansas City, because when we get back coming up on Tuesday, Alec Marsh is back on the hill. And as you saw when he took on the Yankees the other day, that dude's about his business. Did you hear him when he called into the postgame show after that game on Thursday? No, you didn't hear it. Well, if you ever missed the postgame show, you can find it on the Odyssey app or really wherever you download fine podcasts. Just search All Things Vern. And you'll find the podcast right there. And after big wins, the guys are often nice enough to call into the postgame show and talk about it. Alec Marsh, that dude's a killer. I can't wait to see him coming up on Tuesday. Hey, Quentin Morris, thank you very much for the help back in the studio. Great job as always. Happy Father's Day. Well, not to Quentin, well, whatever. Happy Father's Day to everybody out there that deserves that sort of congratulations.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
A blast down the right field line. Hooking, stay fair, and gone. Pasquantino.
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
Deep left center, way back and gone. Another grand slam for Bobby Witt Jr.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.